The issue today is ghost guns and the Supreme Court. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. Ghost guns, completely untraceable, made-at-home handguns. Law enforcement supports the 2022 rule that requires these Glock-style components to be treated like fully completed and regulated firearms. But gun rights groups and the gun industry have sued to invalidate the regulation. They argue that these gun components actually aren't firearms under the federal statute and so can't be outlawed by regulation. The gun industry further argues that private gun making goes back to the founding of the country, which is potentially important because the Supreme Court has ruled in previous gun cases that a gun regulation is unconstitutional under the Second Amendment unless there is an historical analog, that is, early laws that prohibited or regulated such firearms. The Supreme Court in 2008 ruled that the first half of the Second Amendment, the words, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, that those words have no functional meaning, leaving only as the operative words, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That, along with the court's subsequently created historical analog test. The ghost gun case was argued in early October, and it awaits the decision of the court. Observers opined that the court might well allow the ghost gun prohibition to remain in place. We'll see. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.